Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praised forever to the King of Kings. That's Hillsong Worship, King of Kings, to get us kicked off this week on a very special Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend, Mix Sunday Morning Show. Hey, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for taking the time to tune me in. And not me in, because this is how we're going to start it right here. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for another week, Lord. Thank you for these artists, Lord. But this week, we're going to be concentrating, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for the men and the women that you have placed in our lives, Lord, that have signed up to protect our freedom, Lord, that we are one nation under God, and that is you, Heavenly Father, to protect that freedom. And they gave their lives, Lord, to keep us safe and to keep us free. Lord, be with our listeners today. Guide them, protect them, be with this show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you're ready for a great show today. Let's keep it going. Right now, it's Mosaic MSC Trimble right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Lincoln Brewster, No One Like Our God, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Let's get right into it. World War I, also known as the Great War, began in 1914 after the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria. His murder catapulted into a war across Europe that lasted until 1918. During the conflict, Germany, Austria-Hungary, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire, known as the Central Powers, fought against Great Britain, France, Russia, Italy, Romania, Canada, Japan, and the United States, known as the Allied Powers. Thanks to new military technologies and the horrors of trench warfare, World War I saw unprecedented levels of carnage and destruction. By the time the war was over and the Allied powers claimed victory, more than 16 million people, and I'm going to say that again, that is an astronomical number, 16 million people, soldiers and civilians alike, were dead. And that is according to the History Channel. A lot of men and women laid their lives down to fight for this country. And if we want to pull the layers away from it, to fight for this country means that you were fighting for our freedom. What is that freedom? That freedom is to fight to be the country that is one nation under God. Peel it back one more layer. It's to fight for indivisibility. You pull it back another layer, and it's pride in being an American. If you had anyone that was in World War I in your family that lost their life or served in World War I, I just want to say, God bless you. Thank you for their service. Back to music now. Elevation Worship, Graves in the Garden, on a special edition, Memorial Day edition of Mix Sunday Morning. For King and Country from the Inside Out, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Memorial Day edition. Hey, last break we talked about World War I. Let's jump into World War II. We're going to go right back to the History Channel because I think they have a very good synopsis of each of the wars. And here's what they say about World War II. The instability created in Europe by the First World War, 1914 through 1918, set the stage for another international conflict, World War II, which broke out two decades later and would prove even more devastating. Rising to power in an economically and politically unstable Germany, Adolf Hitler, leader of the Nazi Party, rearm the nation and sign strategic treaties with Italy and Japan to further his ambitions of world domination. Hitler's invasion of Poland in September of 1939 drove Great Britain and France to declare war on Germany, marking the beginning of World War II. Over the next 6 years, the conflict would take more lives and destroy more land and property around the globe than any previous war. Among the estimated 45 to 60 million people killed were 6 million Jews murdered in Nazi concentration camps as part of Hitler's diabolical final solution known as the Holocaust. 45 to 50 million people lost their lives in World War II. If you're listening, if you had a family member that lost their life in World War II, if you had a family member that served in World War II, I want to say God bless you, God bless them. We'll get into both of my grandfather on both sides of my family. We'll get into that a little bit later. They both served in World War II. But man, 45 to 60 million people lost their life. And in the pursuit of what they thought was right, as wrong as Hitler was in his thinking, he was doing what he thought was right and defending what we had to do. We were doing what was right, because when somebody steps up on a world stage like that, part of being the country that we are, we defend the world. We take our freedom past our borders to ensure that others have that equal opportunity. And to that, I'm going to say, God bless the USA. Coming up now, Phil Wickham, House of the Lord, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Tarn Wells Known, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Memorial Day edition. I'm going to jump around a little bit now if we're doing the history kind of Memorial Day and service men and women in history. I had a great opportunity of meeting a young lady yesterday at Summerfest in Childersburg. And we were talking about, I guess, this show, and I asked her what she thought about Memorial Day, and she kind of smiled, and she has a fiance right now in Korea. And the biggest thing is there's not a lot of communication. They don't get a lot of communicating time. I said, do you get to FaceTime? And she said, not really. The phone calls are only during certain times. And, you know, he really misses the family. That's the biggest thing. They miss each other. He misses family. And what a sacrifice that men and women are doing right now. You know, we still have service people all over the world. And what are they doing? There are people that will argue with that, bring them home, but we have to keep what I call our fences up. And if that means we have to be on the other side of the world, setting that fence, thank you for doing that, because we get to sleep at night in peace because of that. We're getting ready to go to a church, to a house of the Lord, freely, because what has been done and what all our servicemen and women are doing right now. God bless you. And I'm just going to keep going. Like, if you have a service member in your family that's serving right now, God bless them and God bless you. And let's please just keep them in your prayers. Hey, we got a block of music coming up. We the Kingdom, Mac Mayer, Jeremy Camp, Gateway. But right now, it's passion. There's nothing that our God can't do right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Hillsong United. Good Grace right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Memorial Day edition. Hope your day is getting off to a good start, and thank you for listening. If we're going in the chronological order, as we've done, we've talked about World War I, we've talked about World War II. Now let's jump into the Vietnam War, and we're going to stay with the History Channel with that. And here's what they say. The Vietnam War was a long, costly, and divisive conflict that pitted the communist government of North Vietnam against South Vietnam and its principal ally, the United States. The conflict was intensified by the ongoing Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. More than 3 million people, including over 58,000 Americans, were killed in the Vietnam War, and more than half of the dead were Vietnamese citizens. 58,000 Americans lost their lives in the Vietnam War, and I know there was a lot of opposition here in the United States over that war, but it doesn't take the fact away that there were men and women that didn't come home to their families. If you had anyone in your family that served in the Vietnam War and lost their life, or if you know someone in your family that served and was able to come home, God bless them and God bless you. What an honor it is to serve a great nation. And I know, and once again, I know there's probably somebody out there listening that may not think that. But if you listened 2 weeks ago when Pastor Simon Wanzi from Kenya was on with me, and I asked him what his view was when as he looked at the United States, what did he see? And I'm thinking all of these things in my head, how bad things are. And he says, blessed. We are blessed because that's what people see in us. And it's not because of what we have, because we are free. And we're free because of the men and women who have paved the way before and continue to do it today. Coming up now, Mac Brock, Heart Wide Open, right here on what I hope you think is a very special edition of Mix Sunday Morning. That's Jen Johnson, Goodness of God, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It isn't God so good. Hey, we've talked about World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War. Now let's talk about one that's a little more closer to our hearts and closer to our families, and that is the Gulf War. And we're going to jump over to history.state.gov. When Saddam Hussein invaded his small, oil-rich neighbor in the summer of 1990, the department faced its first full-scale post-Cold War international crisis. Bush's foreign policy team forged an unprecedented international coalition consisting of the NATO allies and the Middle Eastern countries of Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Egypt to oppose Iraqi aggression. Although Russia did not commit troops, it joined the United States in condemning Iraq, its longtime client state. The Department of State orchestrated the diplomacy for this grand coalition's effective air campaign in January 1991, which was followed by Operation Desert Storm, a 100-hour land war, which expelled Iraqi forces from Kuwait. If you had anybody that served in the Gulf War that didn't come home or came home, God bless you, God bless them. Hey, coming up now, it's Toby Mac. Help is on the way right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. That's Pat Barrett, The Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, Memorial Day edition. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Coming up now, Elevation Worship, Sea of Victory, right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. That's Matt Redman, 10,000 Reasons, right here on Mix Sunday morning. Hey, it was just in my mind. Another week's going by, this show. We're at the end of the show, and earlier in it, I told you when we were talking about World War II that both of my grandfathers served in World War II. My pawpaw, Clarence Hendricks, had an honorable discharge from the Navy. He was a gunner on a Navy ship and blew his eardrums. And that ended his service in the military. But, you know, I want to say right now, thank you, Pawpaw, for doing that. You know, my other grandfather, my grandpa, William Wyckoff, he flew B-17 and B-24 bombers out of the Philippines. There are stories he told me that when they came back off a mission and they landed, that the plane looked like Swiss cheese. It had been shot so many times that it shouldn't have, you know, really technically shouldn't have been able to fly or land. All the stories that he told me, and I'm glad that they were both able to come home, because I know a lot of families didn't get that opportunity. But, you know, I want to thank my grandpa, William Wyckoff, for doing what he did in the air for us. And then I really want to thank him. I'm going to try to keep it together right here. I want to thank him what he did for our family, because he was a special, special man. Thank you for listening this week. God bless you. Keep God number one in your life. Be proud that you are an American. Because like I said earlier, what that means is we are one nation under God, indivisible. Have a great week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning.